The campaign to save the vaquita porpoise, the world's most critically endangered marine mammal, centers on waters off the coast of Mexico, but it has implications that extend much farther. Captain Paul Watson, founder and CEO of Sea Shepherd, a marine conservation organization, says restaurants and even ecotourists are complicit in the destruction of endangered species around the world. I asked him what it would take to reverse the trend.
What it takes is, the passion, the motivation to do it. And that's what's been lacking on the vaquita campaign.
Why do you think that is?
Well, they raised $4 million to do a project where they were going to capture them and hold them in captivity. Of course, all that money came from the captivity industry, like SeaWorld and everything. When, in fact, we've demonstrated that there is a solution. The vaquita would now be extinct if it wasn't for our interventions over the last 3 years, and we're now in our fourth year. And that's simply to police the vaquita refuge, to confiscate all of the illegal nets, and we fly drones at night and catch the poachers. So a little more support with the from the Mexican government and others, and we can cover that refuge quite adequately. I don't see any point in saving a species if you can't save its habitat.
What's the attraction for poachers?
They're not going after the vaquita. They're going after another endangered species, a fish called the totoaba. Now, the totoaba bladders, when dried, sell in China for about $20,000 a kilo. So that's a lot of motivation to go break the law. So it's smuggled over to China, and they throw them out. The rest of the fish is just thrown away. The totoaba is about the same size as the vaquita, a little under, around 3 feet, 3 to 4 feet, and they just throw them away, take the bladders. And they're not targeting the vaquita, but they're caught as a bycatch in the nets, along with hundreds of other animals. We've found thousands, really, of everything from sharks to turtles to birds to sea lions. We've rescued hundreds of them that we've cut out of the nets before they've died.
I've only recently become acquainted with this term bycatch, but it means the many, many creatures that get caught in nets that the fisher folk aren't even looking for, right?
Yeah, they're just caught by accident. They're not targeting them, but these nets are very indiscriminate.
How does a gill net work?
The animal or fish actually swim into it, and they can't back out because their gills get caught in the net. But the problem is they're a lot like spider webs. So when a vaquita or a sea lion or encounters them, the net tends to wrap around the body, and they can't get away, and they drown.
Slowly, I would think.
Very slowly, yeah. It's very painful for a marine mammal, for instance, to die of drowning.
This is a long-standing effort, just in general, the protection of species like this. And yet it continues. Does it continue largely because of the whole nature of the way fish are caught in offshore waters like this?
Well, it's mainly because of greed. 40% of the fish that's sold in restaurants and supermarkets has been caught illegally. Sea Shepherd is running anti-poaching operations all over the world. Right now, we have a ship off Liberia, another one on its way to Tanzania. We've been active this last summer in the Mediterranean with bluefin tuna, and we're just targeting poachers. We're not even a protest organization. We're just an interventionist anti-poaching organization. And all over the world, this is becoming an increasing problem because as fish populations diminish, the demand increases, the prices increase, and they want to go after them.
What you're describing is a kind of a complicity between the restaurant industry and illegal fishery around the world.
Well, yes. Because, for instance, Patagonia toothfish, which is sold as Chilean sea bass, is an endangered species. The amount that comes into the United States alone exceeds the world quota. So there's a big black market.
That particular dish, Chilean sea bass, is frequently seen as a luxury item on a restaurant menu. When you see that on the menu, are you being... You have a kind of complicity? Are they talking about the endangered species you just described?
Well, they have this thing called sustainable fisheries, but I haven't yet seen any of these sustainable fisheries. For instance, I was in Whole Foods and I saw they had sustainably caught toothfish or Chilean sea bass, and I said, "Well, where did you get this?" And they said, "Well, there's a special sustainable fishery off of the Falkland Islands." I said, "No, there isn't." You just put this word sustainable on it, and all of a sudden it is justification for everything.
Well, we're seeing a lot of buzzwords in grocery stores these days with not a lot of attribution, right?
No. There's very little, in fact, a lot of the fish that's being sold, for instance, isn't even the fish that you think it is. It could be tilapia or other fish. There's a lot of mismarketing on this whole thing.
How do you get that under control?
Well, that's a problem. It takes, an economic and a political motivation on the part of governments worldwide to stop poaching. Right now, most of the poachers can be easily found in marine reserves, like sanctuaries. About 300,000 sharks every year are taken out of the Galapagos Marine Reserve off of Ecuador, and we're doing our best to stop it. But there's so many of those poaching vessels out there, and just not enough enforcement.
It's the governments who establish these marine reserves, but you're saying the governments establish them without enforcing their regs?
Oh, absolutely. They have no enforcement. I mean, one of the biggest marine reserves in the world is the one that George W. Bush established in the waters around Hawaii, thousands of square miles there. And yet, there's very little enforcement in there.
You're talking about the Northwest Hawaiian Islands. Is it just because it's such a vast area of ocean, or not much concern has been given to enforcement? Where's the flaw here?
Well, the flaw is, again, a lack of economic motivation, political motivation. Even President Trump said the other day that sharks were certainly not a concern of his, even though many of these species are extinct and we're killing 75 million of them a year, primarily illegally. And he displayed exactly what the government's position is on this. They really don't care.
If people don't care, you've got your work cut out for you. How do you reverse a trend? Like, how do you reverse a mindset that's obviously a pretty prevalent mindset?
Well, we do the best we can with the resources that we have. We now form partnerships with Mexico, Gabon, Liberia, Tanzania, Italy, Ecuador, Peru. And these partnerships that we're making allow us to provide the resources, and they provide the authority. So every day we're arresting poachers off of Africa or off of Central America, and we can do that because they provide the authority to do so.
It sounds as if a lot of the awareness that you want to foster should extend to people sitting down at the table in a restaurant.
It should, absolutely. But for instance, to give you an example of this, if you go to Iceland, where they're killing whales, the average Icelander doesn't really eat whale meat, but it's in demand in restaurants for tourists. So tourists go to these places and order these exotic dishes they can't get at home, for example. So ecotourism, strangely enough, is a real problem.
Ecotourism has been a driver of killing endangered species.
Yes. If you go to the Galapagos, 15 years ago when we started our project in the Galapagos, there was very little fish being caught. It was pretty manageable. But now, of course, the tourists go there. It used to be 50,000 tourists a year. Now it's 300,000 tourists a year. They all want fish. They all want meat. They all want the luxuries. They cut down, mangrove swamps to build an ecotourist hotel, for example. And, of course, they're bringing in more fish, and they're bringing cattle and meat from the mainland. It is causing all sorts of problems. People should travel as travelers, not as tourists, making these luxury demands on the places that they visit.
The people who go to an ecotourist resort or who shop at a high-end, natural food store don't think of themselves as being part of the problem, do they?
No, they don't, but they are.
Captain Paul Watson is the founder and CEO of Sea Shepherd, a marine conservation organization that is launching Operation Milagro 4, an effort to save the critically endangered vaquita porpoise. You can find a link to Operation Milagro on the Conversations Facebook page.